From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Police in Oakland, California have used tear gas and flash grenades to disperse demonstrators aligned with the Occupy Wall Street protest. Andrew Stelzer reports the clashes came as protesters tried to reclaim the site of a tent city that police had dismantled.
Hundreds of protesters marched to the site hoping to reclaim it, where they were met by police. William Jones Jr. says despite the setback, he believes the Occupy movement will continue.
It's not really about the ground, it's about the goals of the struggle. Economic transformation of society by reversing the upward shift of income, which has been going on for the last four decades.
Oakland police say more than 100 people have been arrested, the majority of them during the pre-dawn raid. For NPR News, I'm Andrew Stelzer in Oakland.
In Atlanta, about 50 people have been arrested as police cleared a park where demonstrators had been camping for 2 weeks in support of the Occupy Wall Street protest. Police say the demonstrators ignored warnings to leave the park. The Obama administration is taking steps to allow hundreds of thousands of college graduates to cap their federal student loan repayments at 10% of their income. And Education Secretary Arne Duncan says there will also be help for people with more than one student loan.
President Obama's plan would allow borrowers with multiple accounts to now consolidate their loans and reduce their interest rate.
The Student Loan Initiative is the latest effort by the president to boost the economy by using executive action and other steps that do not require approval from Congress. President Obama says ousted Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi missed his chance to move his country toward democracy peacefully.
You never like to see anybody come to the kind of end that he did. But I think it's obviously sends a strong message around the world to dictators that people long to be free.
The president on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno. The European Union leaders are holding an emergency summit in Brussels today to complete work on a new plan to deal with the region's debt crisis. But NPR's Jim Zaroli reports there are growing doubts about whether the meeting will produce a comprehensive agreement.
The summit was supposed to be preceded by a meeting of the finance ministers of the 17 countries that use the euro, but that meeting has been canceled. At issue right now is the size of the bank bailout fund that's to be approved, and also the amount of losses that holders of Greek bonds will have to absorb. European leaders are also under pressure to guarantee Italian bonds, but they're demanding that Italy first agree to a package of austerity measures, and it's unclear whether Italian lawmakers will do so. If these issues aren't resolved, European leaders could still meet to approve an agreement, but it would be so short of details, it's unlikely to mollify the financial markets.
This is NPR News from Washington. At least 10 people are dead in Afghanistan after a bomb attached to a fuel truck exploded. Dozens of others were wounded. NPR's Quill Lawrence reports the incident took place in an area expected to come under Afghan control soon.
Officials in Parwan province, north of Kabul, say the fuel tanker was destined for Bagram Airfield, one of the largest NATO bases in the country. A bomb, possibly attached magnetically, blew small holes in the tank. After many local residents gathered to collect the leaking fuel, they were engulfed in a larger blast when the tank ignited. Securing the route through Pakistan to Afghanistan for fuel and other supplies has been a major logistical challenge for U.S. and NATO forces. Parwan province is one of 17 areas that is expected to be transferred to Afghan control next month when Afghan and regional leaders meet at a conference in Istanbul. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Kabul.
The federal government is trying to recover $70 million from an official of the African nation of Equatorial Guinea. NPR's Kerry Johnson reports the Justice Department has filed a lawsuit seeking to recover cash and property.
U.S. prosecutors say the foreign official, Teodora Ngema Obiang-Mange, collected only a modest salary from his father's government in Equatorial Guinea. But they say he somehow spent millions of dollars to buy a mansion in Malibu, California, a Gulfstream jet, and items from the recording career of Michael Jackson. Now the Justice Department is trying to get some of that money back using a law that helps American prosecutors recover assets that have been laundered in the U.S. Investigators say they suspect a lot of the money comes from the sale of natural resources in Equatorial Guinea that belong to the people there, they say, not the inner circle that rules the country. Kerry Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
And I'm Craig Windham, NPR News.